We are holding in Simon Tov Ayin Dalid, Sif Aleph. Yes. Today is Tes Zayin Tammuz, June 24th. The topic of discussion this morning is Simon Tov Ayin Dalid, Al Koy Sheni Ein Mevarchan. In the second cup, we don't make a bracha. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shoyse Koy Sheni, if Ein Mevarch Olav, you make. You drink from the second cup. You don't make a bracha. Loi bracha rishayna. Not the first bracha. Loi bracha achrayna. So according to the Mechaber, one does not make a bracha on the second cup of wine. Not a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achrayna. She'ein mevarechin b'ir pi agafen ki'im al kais shel kiddush v'al kais shel berachas hamazon. We saw this brought down earlier where the Mechaber's opinion. Is this how we have some Baruch Shem Sfardim here? Is this you don't make a bracha on the second cup? On any other cups? No? That's very nice. Okay. Second cup? Okay, good. It's nice to see you. The Sfardim going according to the Mechaber. I mean, there are different approaches also, but fine. Okay. So, Shei Mevarachin Bar Pir Goffin. Kiim al koish al kiddush al koish al berachas hamazon. Ve'im mevarchin al hagefen kiim achar koish. If you only make the al hagefen after the fourth cup of wine, Hagos says the Rama. Now for those bnei Ashkenaz, va'minog bein Ashkenazim, levarich bracha rishoyna al kol koish v'koish. On every single cup, you make a new bracha. Av bracha achroina im mevarchin rak achar ha'achroin levad. Only after the last bracha. Chayin das roiv ha'goinim, and this is the opinion of most of the goinim. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph. So the Mechaber told us we don't make a separate bracha besides for the first bracha, first cup of wine. V'afal gav the abra koyse shetiknu rabbanon kol achas mitzvah b'fnei atzmahi. Every one is a mitzvah by itself. So therefore, one would think if it's mitzvah by itself, you should make a bracha for every single cup. Mikomokoim kevan deleko hesach hadas mishtiya. Since a person does not have hesach hadas. Hesach Adas is he does not think about other things. He doesn't take his mind off it. From drinking, Shehari Kishibiruch al Kois Rishoin, because when a person makes the bracha in the first cup, he knows she yishte al oit kois. He is going to be drinking another cup of wine. Hilkoch loiboy levruche al kol kosa vikosa. Therefore, he does not have to make a new bracha on every single cup of wine. Sifkot Beis, Val Kois shel berachas hamazon. He makes a new bracha. V'ha'kois revi nifter v'bracha shel kois shlishi. The kois revi, the fourth cup, is exempting by the bracha shel kois shlishi of the third cup. Kim achar kois revi. The Mechaber said that, just to read the words, v'im avarchen ala gefen kim achar kois revi, only after the fourth cup. V'afal gav shebercha samazen hu gmar v'siluk. Even though benching is the finishing of everything, then once you bench, it seems like you're making a whole interruption between the third and fourth cups of wine. Because the third cup is by the benching. In regards to the last bracha, the end bracha, you don't lose anything out. Because when you take your mind off of it, does not obligate you to make a bracha immediately. And you can wait until you drink all the cups. Then you can exempt yourself with one bracha achroina, all of the arba koises together. So you don't have to be concerned that the benching is a separation between the third and fourth and then making the hesach hadas. The Ramah tells us, for the Bnei Ashkenaz, we make a bracha on every single cup. The Mishahischil Bahagoda also lishtois. Because once we start the Magid, the Sipur Yitzisin Shrine, the Mitzvah Daraisa of relating what took place, then it is forbidden also lishtois to drink. That's why it is considered to be, according to the Ramah, a hafsik. And that's why you need to make another bracha on the second cup. So the Ramah is explaining why Bnei Ashkenaz are making a new bracha by each cup. And he's saying because there's a separation, there's an interruption. When I say the Magid, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's considered to be a hefsek. V'afilo name, if you want to say, the Ze'ene Mafsik Linyan Bracha, even if you want to say it's not going to be a hefsek in regards to the Bracha, Ukahid the Simin Kuf Ayin Chesef Vav, Mikomokoim, Kevin the Chol Chado, the Chado, Havi Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, Yesh Levarcha Kol Kois Bracha Bifnei Atzma. The Ramah gives another, the Mishnah explains another reason for Bnei Ashkenaz to make a new Bracha, because we're talking about a mitzvah by itself. Each of the Dal Koises is a mitzvah in and of itself. Therefore, Bnei Ashkenaz will make a new Bracha. Aval Bracha Achreina, but the Bracha Achreina, Dein Hesach Hadas Kaveh Bracha La'achrov, because the Hesach Hadas does not require to make the Bracha Achreina, so therefore there's only one Bracha Achreina after all three cups of wine, and then which is the benching, and then the Aleh Geffen of after the fourth cup of wine. There is a lot to see on this topic of the bracha achreina in regards to, or as well a bracha rishoina between the mechaber and the Ramah. In other words, the first question is what the Ramah's reasoning. The mechaber knew this as well. That in between the Haggadah, the Magid, there's what you would, the Ramah calls it a hefsek, but nonetheless the Mechaber says we don't. So that in itself is a whole shir, which is not for now, as to why by the Mechaber you still don't make a bracha in between each cup, and why the Ramah doesn't go according to the Mechaber, and Mechaber doesn't go according to the Ramah. Let's now continue with Simon Tuf Ayin Hey, and we're continuing with the other halachas, the dinim, yeser din yaseder. The rest of the dinim of the Seder. The Mechaber says, in Siman Tov Ayin Hei, Sif Aleph. That's page 170 in the Hebrew edition. We have Kaddish Orchatz Karpas Yachatz Magid Nawar Terochtza, in the order of Terochtza. Yitol Yodov V'yivarech Al Netilas Yodayim. You wash your hands and you make the bracha Al Netilas Yodayim. By the way, for those B'nai Ashkenaz who say the Kamatz, it's not Yodayim, but it's Yodayim, as right as we see over there. Further in the Mechaber, V'yikach ha-matzois kasei de-shenicham, take the matzois the way you left them, which was what? The ha-prusa ben shtei ha-shleimois, you have the prusa, the broken matzah, in between the two complete matzahs. So I have three matzahs in my hand. I need your hand for a second, please. Thank you. This is the broken matzah, nothing personal. Okay. The bottom matzah, and then we take all three together. Thank you. I can't do it without you. Okay. V'yoychezeim b'yodoy, you hold them in your hand. V'yivarech hamoitzi, first brach you make is hamoitzi. And then, the very important, which can be forgotten. There's another brach which has to be made. The brach is al achilas matzah. And I'm not trying to make light of this. We have to try to remember, because there's a whole discussion which we will not get into, but just to be aware, what happens if you forgot to make the achilas matzah? You made hamoitzi lachman aretz. Oh, you're leaning. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. Wasn't there a separate bracha? And then you have 20 people by your seder. What do you to make a hole? It's a little embarrassing. But put aside the busha. You have to do what you have to do. Did you fulfill your obligation? Did you not fulfill it? So there's a discussion about this in the Paiskim, which we're not going to spend time on now. Just to be aware of it. Very important to say achilas matzah. Then you break from the top one, and the broken middle one, together, according to the Mechaber now, Mechaber says you dip it in the salt. However, the Ramah says, v'haminog letovlam, v'ein haminog letovlam b'melach, b'layla rishoyna. The past nikiya naki ein sarach melach. The Ramah says, once again, by Bnei Ashkenaz, that the minhag is not to dip it in the salt, as we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. The poor man is not having his salt. It's just past the salt doesn't exist. And if the lechem oini, that's not the reason the Ramah is bringing down, he's talking lechem nekiyah, clean, the naki is clean, the bread. But we'll see in the Mishnah Brura that it's a lechem oini, so we don't have salt. And that is only specifically, I'm getting ahead of myself now, but it's specifically by the matzah when we're mekayin the mitzvah. If you want to have salt on your matzah throughout the Seder, that's a different point. Let's see. Let's talk in the Raisa here. Let's talk in the first night. Yeah. Yoichlin b'haseba, you eat them when you're leaning. B'yachad, together. What does it mean together? Meaning what? The top matzah and the prusa. Kizayis mikol echad, a kizayis of each one. Okay. Now let's go back to the Mishnah Brura and Sif Katan Aleph to clarify this mechaber. Yes. Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Brura, we said, Yitol Yodav Yevarach Alin Tila Sedayim. You wash your hands and you make the bracha this time, Ritzalayma. Afagash and not Allah Yurakos. Even though you already wash your hands. What did you wash your hands for? For the vegetables. For the potatoes, celery, whatever you use. Kimo shekos v'sim tofayin gimel sevav. Miko mokoim kevin de omar bin tayim ha-god v'halel chayshinon shema. He once again, his siach daitoi v'noga b'mokom netunof. Shadayim Askoni is saying, maybe you were mesiach das, maybe you didn't realize that maybe you scratched your head, or you touched a part of your body which is supposed to be covered, and you touched it. Now, a person does these type of things, in hilchos a suda, then you have to wash your hands again. I'm not discussing the brachas now. Just as an aside, a person during learning should not be scratching their head or touching mekoymos which are covered or the shoes or things like this. It's also not the time to elaborate on that topic, but just to bring it out once we came to it. Okay, sif kodin bay. So that's why we said we wash our hands in the first place, because maybe the hands touch something. Then we take the matzah. Kol shloshtom. We take all three matzahs. Like we had the example with the top complete, the bottom complete, and the prusa in the middle. Where is that other prusa, the other broken piece? That's the afikomen, right? That's where it's the kids looking for it, the children. You take the top one and the bottom one because of what? Because of lechem mishnah. And the broken piece because of the lechem oini, the poor man's bread. Then you make the bracha of hamaitzi lechem min haaretz. Then you drop, you let go of the third matzah. Right, so I'm holding three matzahs. I make hamaitzi lechem min haaretz, holding all three. Then I let go of the third one, and I'm holding still the broken one and the top one. The Yivarech now, al haprusa, now making the bracha on the achilas matzah. In tefisas hal yoyna al achilas matzah, while I'm still holding the top one, the Yivarech shtei brachas terem yishbereim, he make both brachas, the hamoiz lechman aretz and the achilas matzah, before I break the pieces. Terem yishbereim, before they are broken, chmoishim esayim hamechaber v'achakach, as the mechaber explains and he continues to elaborate on it. Just to share with you, number five, those have the Derishu edition. So he brings in the Sharet Siyan, which we'll see maybe later on, in Simon Tafai and Zayin Sefkan Dalad, that we should have Kavana. In certain Haggadahs, they bring this important point, that we should have Kavana, we make this bracha of the Achilas Matzah, that it should also go on the Afikoman. In other words, we're making Hamoitzi, and they're making Achilas Matzah. And have in mind that this bracha should also go on to the afikoman. There are those who shoyin that hold. There are some shoyin that hold that the main bracha, the main mitzvah of eating the matzah is on afikoman later on. So when you make your bracha on matzah and achilas achilas matzah specifically, have in mind that if you're coming up eating later on at the end of the Suda. Yes. So then the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Gimel. We have Mishtein Biyachad. We have both of them together. The Hal Lechatchil, in other words, what does both mean? The Tab Matzah and the Prusa, the broken Matzah. We're holding them together. The Hal Lechatchil, Sorech Lecho Mishnehem Bevasachas. Ukle Kameh. Now this might be difficult, but we have to eat a kezayis of both the top matzah and the middle matzah together at the same time. We'll see what that means. Valkein nochon shiyeh habitzia. So therefore, the breaking of it gam came of us achas should also be at one time. V'loy b'zeh achas, not one time after the other. that there should not be a hefsek, an interruption between the betzia rishoyna, the first breaking, and the second of the matzahs. Sif katan dalet if ein hamining la tovlam. So the mechaber said that you dip it in salt. The Rama says that's not the minuk. You know, tzolaymer. Av shebechol yomaisa pesach matbilim b'melach. Even though during the whole all the days of Pesach we dip in the salt water. We dip in the salt. We have salt. Even though it's nikiya, naki, it's clean, it doesn't require any dipping. As is explained earlier, that number 7 of the Dirshu explains, just reading from the Dirshu edition, even though the pas nikiya, clean bread, does not require tibul, 7, says the Rama, mikomogin mitzvah laniach melach al shulchan kainim sheyivtsa. So it's a mitzvah. You hear this? The Rama says it's a mitzvah to have the salt on the table before you break bread. Mishum shashulchan domil mizbeach. There's a lot of inyonim here. It's not our main topic, but the shulchan, the table, is similar to mizbeach. You ever hear like the mother say to the child, "Oh, you can't go on the table. It's like mizbeach." Where's she coming from? This could be the father also. Right? Don't swing the chandelier. It's above the mizbeach, under the, right? You'd be surprised. Okay. So he says, Va'achila, now this is an important point now. Eating food is not just eating food. Ha'achila is kekarbon. It's like a carbon. When a person eats food, it's like a carbon. The table is like a mizbeach. And the salt, look at this, Va'achosav oimer alkol karbanecha takiv melach. V'hu megin min hapronius. Putting salt on the table protects us from tragedies. I just want to point out, spend a minute on this, even though we're running out of time over here, but eating food is not just something that we do in public. It's not just something, there are halachas, there's gemara in Kiddushin, on daf mem amad beis, on the bottom, the last line over there, ha'oichu b'shuk, is like a caliph. One who eats in the streets like a dog.
Even today.
So someone said to his Rebbe, my son asked him, told me the story, why don't you have a snack? He says, okay, he's like a puppy. So, now, there also, it goes further to say he's posoleidus. Midirabanan. Now, there are halachas about it, that there's eating in front of 600,000 people, and so on and so forth. We have to know what these halachas are. But we have to understand there's a sensitivity that exists. We see over here that the table is referred to as mizbeach. And that when we eat the food, it's like a carbon. And the salt is megim naparanius. Unfortunately, we live in a society, in a world, where there are no rules anymore. You want to eat, you eat, wherever you are. Do whatever you want. Someone told me in one of the amusement parks, they give out, you know, by the guardian, they give out the you buy them and give it out, you know, say, the turkey drumsticks. And my students were telling me that you see people walking around to the amusement park with the grease pouring down. They were disgusted by the sight, you know, just seeing it pouring down like this. But you know what? We hope we could daven as follow to Hashem that they don't start selling kosher ones like this. And you know, once there's a kosher heksher on the food, so people forget, you know what? It's hashkafically is a kosher. Is this what a yid should be doing, walking around and eating like this? Now, that was a big parenthetical point, which is to be discussed another time as well. And let's just finish over here. Mikomakoim, finishing the Mishnah Ruin, Sefkan Dalid, Mikomakoim, Velelos Rishoinos, as Rav Joel pointed out. This is Lav Dafka the first night, but both nights, the first and second night of Pesach, Ein Noigin Kain, the Tfeyud, who near Lechmoini, Kishaini Tavo Bemelach. When you don't dip it into the salt, it looks more like the poor man's bread. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, in number 8, it also shows a Chibuf HaMitzvah. A love for the mitzvah that you're eating it. That when you are eating the matzah and you don't put the salt on, you're just doing it and you want just the taste of the matzah, nothing else. So that's a chibuv hamitzvah. It's like imagine someone serves you food and you say, by the way, can you bring me the garlic salt, the pepper, the ketchup, the barbecue sauce? Basically, you're telling them you didn't season it. So when you have over here the matzah, you eat the matzah, just matzah, without any salt. It's a chibuv of the mitzvah. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will continue. We will have regular Seder tomorrow. If Mashiach does not come before the Tainis, we will have Seder tomorrow as well.